when to use a colon versus a semicolon. Colons look similar to semicolons, so there's sometimes some confusion about the difference in usage between the two. In the example above, the colon is used to introduce the list of cities, and that's one of the colon's primary functions in grammar, introduction. We use a colon to introduce a list of things or to introduce a clause that's usually dependent, as in the previous sentence, or a statement that makes a point. Think of a colon as stating, "This is what I want to say," or "This is what I mean," whereas a semicolon is a separation or break between two separate but related independent clauses. Conclusion: semicolon punctuation defined. We've covered the four situations where you'll use a semicolon and explained the difference between when to use a colon and when to use a semicolon. But perhaps you're still a little unsure on the subject. That's okay. Semicolons are even confusing for native English speakers. So, let's summarize the key information. Remember, semicolons join two independent clauses. Many writers mistakenly try to join independent clauses with only a comma and no coordinating conjunction. This is an error known as a comma splice. I like movies. However, they seem to be using more special effects than focusing on story development lately. Look at the second version with the semicolon to see the correct usage of the punctuation. Writers can also overuse semicolons by trying to join independent clauses with dependent ones using a semicolon. Since movies are still fun and entertaining, you might as well go. That's incorrect, because since movies are still fun and entertaining is a dependent clause, you can't use a semicolon to separate the two clauses. Look at the second version for the correct punctuation. Semicolons are a great tool for advanced ESL writers looking to create more rounded and complex sentences and ideas. And now that you know when to use a semicolon, you can use this tool to make your writing sound more elegant and balanced. Just be sure you have a mastery of clauses before employing this writing tool. Have any other thoughts or questions about semicolons? Leave a comment below. And if you're interested in exploring more English grammar topics and speaking with other learners, look at our starters offer. It gives you access to our Magoosh English Speaking Slack group, where you can get peer-to-peer feedback and discuss grammar topics like when to use a semicolon. Take your English learning to the next level and join today. As always, for all things English grammar, pronunciation, and job-related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.